2710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends. This is Willem Backus on the air with Stephen, and we're going to be interviewing Fred Dixon from NYC & Company, the Convention and Visitors Bureau for New York City. Great.
Yes, and Fred Dixon is the Senior Vice President, Tourism Development with NYC & Company, the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau. As we continue our discussion today about some of the great things going around in the Empire State, we talked about Lake Placid earlier. We're talking about New York City now, and welcome to the show, Fred.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Now, we've all, you know, people always flock Manhattan, but I think today's focus is going to be there is a lot more to New York City if people would just get out and explore more in your other boroughs.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let's take us borough by borough. What, I mean, you think, well, maybe there's nothing to do in Staten Island, nothing to do in Queens, but I'm looking through the visitor's guide from your CVB, and I mean, there is just a wealth of things that I didn't even know existed.
It's true. I mean, that's the great thing about New York City is it's diverse. You know, and it's a large city, so the city is actually made up of five boroughs, Manhattan being the most popular, and that's the one that most people think of. That's where the skyscrapers are, and Times Square and Central Park is located. But the nice thing is over the past 10 years, the city's become much, much more safe and cleaner and accessible, and visitors are discovering all the great treasures that are in the outer boroughs, like Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island.
They've really had a big renaissance in Brooklyn, because for years, Brooklyn was like, you would never even go near it. You'd think, oh, you can't go near there. And now, I mean, this is property values are sky high. A lot of cultural and historic attractions are opening up.
It's so true. Celebrities are flocking out there to live, and it's a vibrant neighborhood. The artists have moved out there, and they've created studios in neighborhoods like Dumbo, which stands for Down Under the Manhattan Bridge Overpass. And there is a real renaissance in Brooklyn, and it's very hot. And Lonely Planet, the Traveler's Guide last year, voted it one of the top 10 places to see in the world in 2007. So that shows you what kind of excitement there is in Brooklyn.
They've opened up hotels there that there hadn't been a new hotel or any type of chain hotel accommodations there for 30, 40, 50 years, and all of a sudden it's now on the map with regards to being able to stay in Brooklyn.
It's so true. It's so true. It's become a destination in and of itself. The Marriott opened there about 5 years ago, and now Sheraton is coming. The W Hotel is coming. Several new boutique hotels like Hotel Le Bleu is already open there. So it really is a fantastic place to visit. You can actually satellite or hub your trip to New York City out of Brooklyn. All the major subway lines run there because a little bit of trivia, the subway system is headquartered in Brooklyn, so all the tracks run through Brooklyn. So it's very accessible. It's safe. The people are friendly. And it is a great new perspective on New York.
There's a transit museum that one can visit there, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a transit museum. The main one's at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, but there is one out in Brooklyn as well.
Now, thinking of Brooklyn, I mean, people are also going to be flocking there as well because there's also the cruise port development going on there. Rather than having a lot of the dock development right in Manhattan, the new docks are going in Brooklyn.
That's true. The city built the Red Hook Terminal just on the East River on the Brooklyn side, and that is the new home of the Queen Mary, the new Cunard ship. And so it's become a hub for cruise passengers, and so people are coming there from all over the world, either to catch a cruise or to disembark and explore Brooklyn that way.
Now, I'm also looking here, open the page here to Staten Island, and you can go there and watch, like, you know, Class A baseball, Staten Island Yankees at a real, you know, minor league park, but a beautiful park with a beautiful view of the downtown Manhattan skyline.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Whether you're a baseball fan or not, the view is unbelievable. It's right on the water. You look right across the city from the grandstands. You watch the game, and you just look to the horizon, and you see the skyline of Manhattan, and you see the Staten Island Ferry coming back and forth. It's a beautiful setting.
Staten Island has a great deal of history revolving around it as a destination, particularly the colonial era in America, the American Revolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's historical sites to visit out on Staten Island. And there's a great sort of hidden treasure out there called Snug Harbor. Snug Harbor was an old Coast Guard station, and it's now a cultural center. It's one of the best children's museums in the city. There's a Japanese garden. There's great beaches in Staten Island as well. That's one thing that people don't think about when they think about New York, but we actually even have surfing, and we have miles and miles of beautiful beaches. So that's a new twist on New York if you haven't thought about it.
It's very so close. You just take the ferry, and you go there, and it's like visiting a totally different city. It's part of the main city, but you're thinking you're visiting miles and miles away.
It's true. It's very true. You can be part of the city. You can be right in New York, but yet feel like you're in someplace totally different.
Now, what's going on in the Bronx, for example? I don't think necessarily people would think of the Bronx as a place to visit, but there's things to do in the Bronx as well.
There really are. I mean, the Bronx has probably, over the years, been the victim of popular culture in the sense of movies. You know, the Bronx is burning, and over the years, lots of people, you know, wrote stories and music and songs and plays and movies about the Bronx, and they weren't always necessarily positive. The story now about Bronx, though, is actually an amazing renaissance. There are so many wonderful things happening. People are discovering the other Little Italy in New York, which is on Arthur Avenue. It's a beautiful neighborhood in the Bronx where you have a large old Italian community, just as old as Little Italy in Manhattan, with great Italian restaurants and great food and great shopping. And one of the neat things about the Bronx that people don't think about is actually an island just off the coast of the Bronx in the harbor called City Island. And talk about not feeling like you're in New York. You go out on this island, and you really feel like you're in Maine. It's a shipping village. Boats go in and out every day, fishing and bringing in fresh lobster and fresh catch. There's great restaurants. There's tall ships. And you're in New York City, but you're actually in a beautiful, quaint fishing village right out in the harbor, and it's a really incredible experience.
Now, also, right next to Bronx is Queens, and you know, people, again, Queens maybe has a reputation simply as a bedroom suburb, a place for people to live in apartment buildings, but what would entice a visitor to head out to Queens other than to maybe take a flight at LaGuardia?
Right, or perhaps visit the U.S. Open tennis tournament, which is
Flushing Meadows,
yeah. In Flushing. Yeah, and the Mets are there as well. Shea Stadium is in the Queens. But one of the probably coolest things about Queens, I believe, is the diversity. You mentioned that it's a bedroom community for New York City, which it is. It's a very populous borough. But there are so many different cultures in Queens. And in fact, we locals call the 7 subway line the International Express. If you take the 7 line from Manhattan out into Queens, literally, once you cross the river, every stop on the train is practically like visiting a different country. Jackson Heights, for example, has a huge Indian population. So you find great Indian restaurants and music and food and silks. If you go on to Flushing, you'll find yourself in Koreatown with wonderful Korean food, again, Korean culture, and it's a total immersion experience. It's really quite spectacular. So the really neat thing about Queens is to go and discover, all the international diversity that's there. In New York City, every day, over 150 different languages are spoken by the residents, and you'll find a lot of them in Queens. So it's really a neat place to visit, very diverse, and it's really opens your eyes to new experiences, new cultures.
Now, somebody's thinking about coming to New York, and of course, the repeat visitors, and they're looking for some things different and new to sample. We have a couple of minutes, or maybe 2 minutes coming up to the next break. What would you suggest that really are must-sees over the coming months that if somebody hasn't been for a little while that they really have to include on their itinerary?
Well, one of the great things, of course, about New York is shopping. Everyone comes to shop, and we always encourage people to shop. And, you know, New York City is considered by many to be the shopping capital of the world. So save time to shop. But if you want to get out and explore something new in New York City, there's lots of wonderful things that are happening this year that are new. The Sports Museum of America is opening downtown. It opens in May. It's actually sort of the grandfather of all of the Hall of Fame sports museums in the country. So it's going to be really the warehousing of America's sports history, from tennis to football to baseball, and it's opening downtown on Lower Broadway in May. Also coming this summer, if you want to keep your eyes on the horizon, is a fantastic public art installation called Waterfalls. It's by a Scandinavian artist, and it's actually going to be 4 huge man-made waterfalls that are going to be in the river on the east side of Manhattan and then off the south tip of Manhattan beginning in July and will run through October. So Waterfalls is going to be fantastic, so look out for that.
And Fred, we're actually overlooking one of my favorite parts of going to Long Island, and it's, can you give us 30 seconds on Coney Island?
Sure, and I'll be glad to. Coney Island also is going through a big renaissance. I mean, Coney Island has such a storied history in New York. Everyone knows it for the boardwalk and the beaches and the interesting people and the theme park. And the city is investing money in Coney Island. So are the developers. The theme park is still there. They're looking at a long-range development project there. But for right now, Coney Island still has all the flavor and history that it's always had. It's a fantastic place to visit. The beaches are beautiful. And you got to go have a Nathan's hot dog.
And where can somebody call or visit on the internet to get more information about New York City?
All of this information is on our website, the official tourism website for New York City, which is nycvisit.com. And it has updates every day on everything that's new in the city.
nycvisit.com. We've been speaking to Fred Dixon, Senior Vice President, Tourism Development, NYC & Company, the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Always something going on in New York City. Well worth a repeat visit, many repeat visits through the year. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Fred.
Thank you, Stephen.
And we'll be coming back with more about what to do in the Empire State. Albany is our next destination as we take our Empire State tour today on the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and Friends, Travel World Radio, across America via satellite and on the internet. Check out my blog at www.stephenpickford.com.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.